This year's Women of the World Festival was celebrated in Gladstone, about 500 kilometres north of Brisbane, showcasing workshops and stories from local women. One session focused on how communities can help prevent violence and support others as active bystanders. Director of the Be There group, Sian Ross-Smith, told The Wire's Eduardo Jordan, the program encourages people to step in safely when they see violence or disrespectful behaviour.
Be There group is all about the prevention of violence and harm. And so we go into communities, into workplaces, and we share what bystanders can do and say and be to be part of the change in the prevention of violence and harm.
And what motivated you to create this group?
For me and my colleague Kirsty, we had worked for over a decade in the prison systems in Queensland. And Eduardo, what worried me about that was that the damage has already been done. You know, when we respond to violence and harm, the violence has already occurred, the harm has already been done. So for me, I was really keen to do something at the other end, figure out how we can prevent this before it happens and before things escalate. You know, because in a workplace, I think we focus on physical safety. So, you know, people wear hard hats and they wear steel cap boots, and wherever we are, there's all this physical safety requirements of us. But who is looking out for our psychosocial safety? Who is making sure that we feel psychologically safe in the spaces that we go into? So really, essentially, that's what we do.
So you mentioned in the workshop here at the WOW Festival about being a bystander. So for our listeners who are unfamiliar, what's a bystander and how can we start being one of them?
Yeah, beautiful. We're all bystanders. When we walk past things, when we interact with people every day, we're bystanders to behaviours, to anything that we might see or hear or even sense. And so it's up to us what type of bystander we want to be. Do we want to be someone that calls in things when we see them? Do we want to be someone who challenges or changes the status quo? Or do we want to be someone that sends a message through our bystander inaction that we don't care enough or that we agree with what they might be saying or doing? So yeah, a bystander is all of us. It just depends on what type of bystander we want to be. Do we want to be part of the solution, part of the change, or part of the problem by not doing or saying anything?
I'll put an example so our listeners have a clearer idea, I guess. So let's say we are in the workplace and someone comes with a racist comment or, you know, an incident of, you know, all these kind of harassments. How can we be part of the solution?
Yeah, okay, beautiful. So, you know, Eduardo, I think what we've learned over time, or what people will say to me is, oh, there's no racism here, right? And they're looking for really overt racism, like, you know, really overt things. But more often than not, there's this veiled, people hide behind humour. It was only a joke. It didn't mean anything. For me, that's racism. That's very clear and simple racism if you tell a racist joke. And so if someone tells a racist joke in the workplace, the message that it sends to people is that we are a racist workplace, we accept this behaviour, you're not going to be safe here if you're a person that has a different background to me. And so we're sending all of those messages through the jokes that we tell in the language that we accept. So I would say to bystanders, you've got four really distinct options. You could be there now, so you could call in that joke in the time that it's told. So you could say, hey Sian, that joke wasn't cool. That didn't sound like you. Why are you telling jokes like that? Or I don't get that joke. Or you could say even things like, I would hate to see you get fired for that. And I'm pretty sure that joke's against the code of conduct. You could also be there later. So you might not call it in the moment in front of everyone else, but you might approach me later when it's one-on-one and say, hey Sian, that joke that you told, that was concerning to me. Or you might speak to everyone else in the room and say, is that the jokes that are told here? Because that really worries me. That I didn't think that was the workplace I was coming into. Or you might be able to, you know, I say to some people, you might not feel confident doing those things in the moment, but maybe in the moment you could interrupt the joke and say, hey, does anyone want a coffee? Or I'm going to get a snack. Does anyone want one? And that creates like a circuit breaker in the moment.
And why is it so important to have standbyers?
Look, I think it's so, so important because we should never wait for the person who's being harmed to be the change. When you've been oppressed by decades or centuries of oppression based on your race, your gender, your ethnicity, your sexuality, sexual orientation, all of those things, if you've been oppressed you shouldn't be the person that has to then find the solutions around that. It should be the rest of us that are sitting in a privileged position that be the change.
That was Sian Ross-Smith from Be There Group speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.